The phrase Christian rap may sound like an oxymoron, but in fact it's beginning to change the rap game. Jerome Campbell spoke with one rapper who says this genre has attracted a wide fan base that mixes swag and salvation.
Everyone is familiar with the sounds of a Sunday morning service. The ringing of choir voices as they mix with the organ, delivering the gospel. But USC student Micaiah Green gets her gospel in a more contemporary form. Yeah. Hey, go ahead, bury me. Tell them cemetery me. 6 feet, 6 deep. Tell them they carry me.
Oh man, I went to a church, the Passion for Christ movement, filled with young people, and in service they would play these really cool rap songs, and so I just started asking, like, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Stitching on my heart, cardiac arrest. Yes, spirit came and gave my filthy cardiac arrest. Yes. They had a DJ that would play during service, and I went up to him. And he put a playlist on a flash drive for me, and that was the beginnings.
Green grew up as an avid rap fan and a Christian, but those two paths never collided until she discovered that she could have ratchet beats without rude lyrics.
Rap is a genre. It's not a content. The musical component is what makes it rap, and the beats and all that sort of thing. That's what rap is, not necessarily rapping about clothes, cars, and money.
Rap is also about struggle and overcoming life's challenges, whether that be fighting for equality or trading sin for salvation. But most mainstream rap these days finds value in vulgarity, and the resulting feelings can be hard to overcome.
But for some reason, it would stir up emotion. It would stir up the anger and, like, the hurt from the past. And then I would turn it off and then just go to the next song that would do the same thing. But now with Christian rap, I turn it off inspired.
So inspired that she began to try rapping herself.
I would just be joking with my friends and just start freestyling. But then after a while, I realized that it was actually kind of good. And so I was like, instead of just treating this as a joke, like, why don't I actually try to write some rap songs and see what they sound like?
And so, Green began to put her own message over popular songs. Take this 2 Chainz song, for instance. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Listen now as she adds her own message. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling
missing. A unit for 1,000. A semester 20,000. Oh, you want some housing? Become an RA or you're starving? What about them books though? Every day I be crying at the bookstore. Tell me what a course reader costs 100 for. My God be providing every year though.
The freedom to spit lyrics inspired by personal experience allows Christian rappers to connect with a younger audience about their faith. But not everyone buys that. Some people see this as a clever guise for religious values. However, Green says, this genre has a message that isn't just spiritual.
My non-Christian peers will be interested because if you listen to the same beat that Tyga is rapping on, then you have no reason not to listen to a Christian one. You can't blame it on the music. You would have to admit to yourself that you'd rather listen to negative lyrics than positive. I know I'll never make the hip-hop hit list, cause I'm at the top of they hit
list, and I ain't trying to make hip-hop Christian. To get them out is the only. Despite all the positivity, Christian rap continues to chart lower than more explicit songs, and so artists do everything they can to make sure that their music is accessible.
And a lot of Christian rap is free. That's the cool part too, so you don't even have to convince them to go buy it and try it. It's free, so they can just get it.
And Green doesn't miss a chance to let her friends know. On more than one occasion, Green has made converts while on the road.
But what always grabs my friends is when they're in my car and I'm just blasting this music. And they're just like bobbing their heads, but then 10 minutes in, they realize that it's Christian and they're like, oh my God, this is Christian? Who is this?
Now Christian rap is definitely getting a lot of attention. Christian rapper Lecrae released an album at the end of 2012, which charted number 1 on iTunes.
So now Christianity is not this boring church service where you have to wear a suit. It's people that look like you, who sound like you, who are producing quality music that you actually want to listen to. And it doesn't have to be an alternative. It can just be the standard now.
So Christianity may have a message that's thousands of years old, but the traditions of the gospel have been remixed to stay with the times. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.